The coal seam gas debate has kicked up a notch in the Central West in the last day or so, with a flurried Twitter exchange between Member for Dubbo Troy Grant and Greens Senator Jeremy Buckingham. Troy Grant accused Senator Buckingham of scaremongering by describing the Dubbo electorate as the new frontier of coal seam gas development after a petroleum exploration licence was lodged across the Dubbo local government area. Mr Grant, who is also the New South Wales Parliamentary Secretary for Natural Resources, says Senator Buckingham is being irresponsible.
It's a storm in a teacup, quite frankly, Sally, and this is the irresponsible conduct of a Greens member who has a track record of doing just this in the Parliament. You only have to go to his speeches in the Parliament and have a look at the misinformation and misdirection on so many issues right across our agricultural and resource sectors that, again, he is touting this as Dubbo being the new frontier for CSG, when the reality is this is simply an application to conduct exploration for CSG.
Well, then things got a bit heated with the two politicians becoming involved in a Twitter exchange that included references to lying snakes and ass-kissing to CSG companies. Jeremy Buckingham is not backing down from his statements about the exploration in the Dubbo local government area.
Troy Grant's called me a scaremonger and a lying snake and a hero. He's been quite abusive about the issue of what my contribution on coal seam gas. But that's water off a duck's back for me. I've got a thick skin. We're not scaremongering. The Greens aren't scaremongering. Behind closed doors, the National Party, Andrew Stoner, is sitting down with Santos and carving up the state and to turn it into gas fields.
Troy Grant says the National Party is not anti-coal seam gas. He says it's a resources industry that will be valuable to New South Wales, but that it will have to operate within strict guidelines.
Our view has been made very clear that this is an industry that in its infancies, there have been some rogue traders out there that did a lot of damage to the industry. Our view is very clear that we will be judged on the science. We have the toughest regulations and oversight in relation to this industry in the country and potentially in the world. And we're taking a balanced view that the industry have to do a lot of work. The government oversight needs to be in place. That we understand the challenges that government has in relation to resources into the future, energy into the future, where that's going to come from.
Jeremy Buckingham says the fact that the Environmental Protection Authority has fined Santos only $1,500 for a spill in the Pilliga is a sign that the authority is too close to the industry.
I have no confidence in the EPA or their capacity to regulate this industry. The only reason that the series of spills and pollution incidents that the Santos have been fined for, and this one isn't the first one, that have come to light, is because the community is watching. It's farmers up there looking over the fence and saying, well, that's out of order.
So are the Nationals losing their traditional electoral base over this issue? If hundreds of farmers are rallying to anti-coal seam gas meetings, have the Nationals missed the point on this? Troy Grant says no. He says farmers should be having this discussion with the industry when exploration is proposed in their area.
Where there is coal seam gas, they need to have a proper debate and conversation about it. I think in any resource extraction industry and the balance between that and agriculture and social impacts, the problem is, Sally, that everyone's yelling at each other and nobody's listening anymore. And when you get people of the ilk of Mr. Buckingham and his comrades who are pushing this agenda, emotions run high and the truth and the facts of the matter get blurred and get lost.
Jeremy Buckingham denies claims that he's a scaremonger who's derailing rational discussion and twisting science to suit his agenda.
The science is the analysis shows that the coal seam gas development in the Pilliga has meant that super saline water has leaked into the ground, into the aquifer, mobilised and concentrated uranium, lead, boron, arsenic and strontium at levels outside safe drinking water guidelines. That's not an emotional response. That's the science. This industry will pollute. It has polluted. We've got the proof. And Troy Grant, to say he's not for or against coal seam gas, is not good enough. The people of Dubbo, Narromine, Gilgandra, his electorate, they need to hold him to account. He's got to take a position. He can't sit on the fence.